You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire, 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 fire.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuned in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are doing a special top 10 movies of 2019. We're going to start off 2020, giving y'all our best of 2019. And yeah, we got, you know, Rod, Mike, Ken, B joining us. So we're going to get the discussion started. And I'm going to start with numero uno, Rod.
Oh, yeah. I guess y'all did say that. All right. So, yeah. All right, so my top 10 movies of 2019, starting with 10.
Harriet.
No, I'm going to do you one even better. Queen and Slim.
You're lying.
Nope. Queen and Slim. The thing about, well, I don't want to go through it. We can go through it. See, we can have the discussion afterwards. This is why.
Sorry,
this is what I'm saying. Because people have questions. Nine, Fighting With My Family. Eight. Us, 7, Alita, Battle Angel, 6, The Irishman, 5, Marriage Story, 4, Knives Out, 3, Avengers Endgame, 2, Uncut Gems, and 1, Joker.
B.
Oh, okay. Well, look. Shit ain't ranked. I got my 10 movies though.
Cause I didn't.
Shut up. Shut up. Mike. So I got Endgame. I got John Wick 3. I got The Irishman. I got Parasite. I got Triple Threat. I got Joker. Dolomite Is My Name. Six Underground. El Camino. And Polar.
All right, Mike, you want to go?
Sure. I should have wrote y'all.
All right, so for number 10, I got Beach Bum. For number 9, I got Joker. For number 8, I got Parasite. For number 7, I got Knife and Heart. For number 6, I have Us. For number 5, I have Lighthouse. For number 4, I have Jojo Rabbit. For number 3, I have Climax. For number 2, I have Tigers Not Afraid. And for number 1, I have Midsommar.
All right, so my list. for number 10, I have Brightburn. Number 9, I have Alita. Number 8, I have Spider-Man Far From Home. Number 7, I have The Perfection. Number 6, I have John Wick 3. Number 5, I have Parasite. Number 4, I have Midsommar. Number 3, I have Endgame. Number 2, I have Joker. And number 1 is Us.
For me, number 10 is Marriage Story. Number 9, I had Point Blank. Number 8, I had Us. Number 7, I had Endgame. Number 6, I had John Wick Chapter 3. Number 5, I had Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Number 4, I had The Irishman. Number 3, I had Ford versus Ferrari. 2, I had Joker. And number 1 is Dolomite Is My Name.
Damn. That movie was that good?
No, it wasn't that good.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it wasn't number 1.
Well, you got fucking Queen and Slim, so I don't know if I can ask.
We can start with
I don't even know if I can ask you anything.
Oh, man. Right. That whack-ass movie. So is that the... All right, Queen and Slim, why is it on your list after our review of it?
So, if you remember...
Is this Jason talking?
No. No, nah. So if you remember, like, even when we were reviewing it, even though I had heavy criticism and I agree with everyone with their criticisms, in the moment when I was watching that movie, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the cinematography. I enjoyed the story itself. I enjoyed the black story. So I don't know. I just it was just parts that I didn't enjoy, but that's why it's number 10. Like if I had like ranking them against other movies that I've seen, because I had like some honorable mentions. I had like Spider-Man, Far From Home, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Star Wars, and 5 Feet Apart. I was also like Long Shot too. But like, so I had those as like honorable mentions, I don't know. I was just being real with myself. When I was watching a movie, I was interested to see what happened by the end of it. And it was captivating for me personally. I thought it was some great performances about everyone, pretty much everyone in it. And I don't know. I just felt like it was a solid movie. I still have my criticisms about it, but it still was an enjoyable watch for me in general.
Okay.
So that's why I put it.
You put like, it at 10 too, right?
Yeah, I put it at 10. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kept going back and forth with it. Like, damn, do I really want to put this on there? And I was like, you know what? I do. Because when I wasn't in the theater like, what the fuck? I wasn't like that how y'all were. And I said that on the review. But I do agree with the criticisms that it has against it. So, you know.
So it's a guilty pleasure.
I won't even say it's a guilty pleasure. It's not a guilty pleasure. It's just that I sincerely enjoyed the movie when I was watching it. Now, but Naya tell you that I had my criticisms afterwards, but that still doesn't mean that I didn't enjoy the watch. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't like mad, like, damn, why the fuck did I pay my money to go see this? I enjoyed watching the movie. I just have some really heavy criticisms about it. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but to me it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like I enjoyed it, but I have, because same thing with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I have criticisms about that, but I still enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't make my top 10.
I would think that would have made your top 10 more than Queen of Slim.
I like the story. I like seeing the black faces on there. I like the way that it was produced well to me personally.
I hate that movie made your top 10.
Me too.
Why?
Because I just don't want to give that show any. I might have to edit that. I'm just like,
damn.
Just edit it out. Just like number 10.
Act like he cursed on live television. Number 10.
He was like, and
I didn't hate it, man, the same way y'all did. I just had the same sort of criticism.
I don't hate
had.
The movie. It's just after that conversation, y'all made me rethink about it heavily, and it was like,
and I did,
I couldn't
too.
Put it on my list at that
point. You know what my issue with that movie is? The more and more I think about it, to me, it's no longer a black film. It's an anti-black film, and that's why I don't like it.
But see, I don't think the intention was an anti-black
but
film.
But I
understand. But like I said, I agree with the criticisms, but in the moment, and then at the end, I was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But I still enjoyed it.
But based on, you know, kind of going back to what Mike was saying, that's why I hate you liked it enough to put it on your top 10, because I didn't want to give anybody any ideas to go watch that movie, because it feels very anti-black.
Mike, I'm surprised Joker wasn't your number one.
Why?
I thought you really gravitated towards that movie a lot, and you really liked his Joaquin's performance and how that story was told. Even though you did mention like it was copy and Taxi Driver, I thought you still would liked it more than Midsommar. I know you liked Midsommar, but I just thought that was like, this is a really great horror movie. I didn't think you'd think it was like, oh, this is the best film of 2019.
I wish there was a fucking video camera in here.
What was your number one?
Midsommar. That was not a surprise for me.
I don't know why I tuned. Damn.
Yeah, I never. And just
you
for
just
the,
gonna admit you tuned me out. I don't know why I tuned your ass out.
And just for the record,
I don't blame you.
Just for the record, that, you know, that probably would have made my top 10 based on the way Mike talks about it. But I never got around to seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue with that movie. I'm sure it would have made my top 10.
There's like 4 movies we didn't review.
Yeah.
And that's one of them that I wish we could have did that one.
And I wanted, I had another question. I see that the movie is called Parasite, made a couple of y'all lists.
Bro.
Parasite is like,
great. What is that?
It's overhyped, but it's great.
Yes.
What is it? Is it on like a Netflix?
No, it's in the theaters.
It is in theaters?
It's only in one theater. You have to go to Terra Theater to go see it right now.
So them motherfuckers crazy.
Wait. So did y'all see it in theaters too? So how did you see? Oh, you saw it on.
Don't watch that cheap bootleg shit.
That shit was a great cop. What are you talking about?
I'm about to say B. I'm about to say
shit. HD, baby. That shit was 1080p.
But I'm assuming it's an independent film though, right?
Yeah.
You gotta support
it. It's a foreign film too, right?
It's a what?
It's a foreign film?
Yes. It's
from where?
It's Korean.
Korean. Yeah,
it's Korean.
Yeah, subtitles? Or?
Yeah, subtitles.
Yeah.
How else we gonna know what the fuck going on?
The whole movie
could have been like. Interpretive dance?
No, it could have been like.
Mike no Korean.
No, no.
Yeah, the whole movie subtitled.
You. But you've yes, seen you seen Asian movies that weren't subtitles before.
No,
right?
I've never seen an Asian movie that's not subtitled.
Oh wow.
What have you seen that wasn't subtitled?
What's it with Crazy Rich?
Well, they're speaking English.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm saying. But it's Asian. It's an Asian film.
I know what you mean now.
Oh,
I know what you mean now. Oh. And that's why it's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
Because all you said was, is it subtitled? And
yeah.
I was thinking you were thinking it was
no.
In Korean.
No, 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 no,
so
no.
So I'm like, what kind of shit is this, Rod? What are you telling
us
right
was,
now?
I thought it was Asian speaking English. No, it could be, is all I'm saying.
That's why it's funny. Because now I get what you're saying.
Right.
No, they're speaking in Korean.
Got you. And it's called Parasite.
And it's mad long.
Yeah.
It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
Is it 2:15? I thought it was longer than that.
It's not long.
Hours and 15 minutes.
But it's long for reading a movie.
Yeah.
That's my
thing. But reading, yeah, you got to lock in the whole time and read.
I have a hard time with that. I didn't like Passion of the Christ because of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, you might.
Not. It was tough for me, but I was a lot younger too. Like I wasn't into that type of stuff. But like, I kind of was, but it just I didn't know it was subtitled. So when I went, if I was prepared, I would have been better. Like when I went to go see it.
So. The funny thing about this movie is I thought it was like a sci-fi movie
because
I didn't read any like the background on it. I'm like, Parasite, oh, these motherfuckers going to be possessed by some parasites and they're going to be running around. Or so. And then I watched it. I'm like, well, when the fucking damn shit going to come to possess them? Like, when the shit's going to...
I understand.
It was mislabeled.
I understand.
It was marketed as a horror movie. So I'm telling you that. So if you see that, it is not...
I'm not going to watch it. I don't particularly like subtitled movies, personally. Oh.
That's what got me in, Mike. I thought it was a horror movie.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. It's just one of those things for me. Like you know what I told you, I don't like subtitles on movies, like even in English, period. So it's a distraction for me.
I get
like
that.
Being a director. I want to see the movie. I don't want to read anything.
I got you.
So that's my thing with movies and subtitles. But
I got you.
Yeah, and I know I'm probably missing out on a lot of good films that way. But it was where on yours, Ken?
Five.
What about you,
I
D?
Say five.
Oh yeah, you didn't rank them, and yours is what?
It was eight for me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I really, really enjoyed it, but when I walked away from it, I didn't love it nearly as much as a lot. Because a lot of other people are like, "Oh, it's the best movie of the decade."
Mm-hmm.
No,
it was overhyped.
To me, it feels like you only saw three films. Then, if this is your favorite movie of the decade, which is fine if it is your favorite movie of the decade, but I don't see how that's possible.
I understand how you came across it. How did y'all come across it, Ken and B?
Labeled as a horror movie, and then
I thought it was kind of similar to
a lot of people's over. A lot of people was like just throwing it out there, like, oh shit, this shit was great. Like, okay, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
I didn't check this shit out. Then and people were talking about this is great. So
and I guess with horror movies, subtitles not bad because is it a lot of dialogue?
It's a lot of dialogue.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. It's not a horror movie.
Yeah, it's not.
It's literally not even remotely close to a horror movie.
No, it's not.
It's a drama. It's more of a comedy than a horror movie.
Yes, it's like a dark comedy.
It's a dark. Yeah, it's a dark comedy.
Yep.
If there's one violent scene, and because of that, people are like, "Oh, it's a horror movie. It's scary and it's tense."
Nah,
it's not even
nowhere near close. Yeah,
if you're scared by this, then you're a sucker. Period.
Yeah, but it was a
mark.
But I definitely,
mark-ass
yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. And people were actually asking us to watch it. That's how it came across my radar.
Yeah,
and that's why I thought it was a horror movie. And then I eventually started watching it, And I was like, oh, this is actually really good. Once I realized what it was and what it wasn't, I was like, oh, okay. So I sat there and I was captivated through the whole thing. I'm like, what the fuck is going to happen here? And how's this going to end? And the different, you know, stories and the different things that they were kind of discussing overtly and inovertly, I thought were really good. So
even going into it, thinking it's one thing and coming out, it still was a great film. Like, it was like, I didn't expect that, but that was actually well done and executed and everything.
It was annoying for me because I had not seen a trailer. Once I decided I was gonna go see it, I was like I'll walk in blind. But I was walking in thinking it was a horror movie because that's the way every person that presented it to me told me. They're like, yo, this movie, it's amazing. It's this Korean horror film. And I like a lot of Japanese horror, but I don't know much about Korean horror. One of my favorite directors is Korean, Wong Kar-wai, but he doesn't do horror movies. So I was like, oh, Korean horror. This should be interesting. And I was in there for like an hour and a half, and I'm like, where's the horror?
Yep.
Not a single thing has happened that's scary. It's more funny. But the dialogue is so good that that's really what made me like it. The story itself is very interesting, but it didn't blow me away the way it did a lot of other people. Because I posted saying that I really liked it, and there were just comments, mad comments. It was like, oh my God, this movie is amazing. It's the best movie I've seen in 10 years. And I'm like, wait, really?
Yeah. It's overhyped. Now, yeah. there was like right around the hour mark where I think you know what I'm talking about, like trying to talk without spoiling. Yeah, but right around the hour mark, I was like, okay, now we're going to get there. When the doorbell rung.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yes. Here we go. This is it. And
when they go, that's not really giving me anything away. When they go in the basement and you see that she's doing something. You're like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm with you. Yep. Yeah. I was like, and then it didn't. I was like,
that's all it was?
But,
I was like, where's the demon?
Right, exactly. But Train to, you saw that. We talked about that, right? Train to Busan?
Man, I was like, not to toot my own, I was one of the first motherfuckers on that film.
Yeah.
And I was telling every single person that I talked to,
Mike was telling me about this, go see
Train to Busan. But now they got a part two.
That's coming, bro.
It's coming out this year. And they have, I don't want to see it because I don't care, but there's an English version that they're, of course they're going to do that. But Train to Busan is easily one of my favorite like zombie films ever. It's incredible.
Yeah. And I looked it up because that's Korean. So when you said about Korean horror, yeah.
You're right.
And I was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, I looked that up. But, yeah, I came across that movie Netflix just by accident. And
my wife was about to go,
I think, out of town to Macon. And I would not let us leave until we finished that movie. I was really engrossed in it.
Yeah, man.
If you sit down to watch it, you will not look away.
You're still on Netflix? Locked in.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just constant shit. Yes. Happening for a fucking hour and a half.
Yes, dude.
And I don't know how many. And the thing about I love about that movie. I don't know why we're talking about that, but with Japanese horror films, at least they always introduce characters and they're very good with getting you sucked into that character before they kill them.
Yeah.
And that's what Train to Busan does. It's like, here's this character. Oh, I want to really make you like this character. Okay, cool. I like him, and now he's dead.
You're like,
but it doesn't piss you off. It's like, damn, I'm sad that this motherfucker just died. Mm-hmm. But no, Train to Busan, it's like an hour and a half of just fuckery.
Edge of seat fuckery.
Like, yes. It doesn't stop.
Doesn't.
But that I didn't think about that being Korean. You're absolutely right. But I don't know if I've seen any other Korean horror films. But that's definitely a horror film. You did not see this.
No, I haven't seen Parasite.
Yeah. It's just a drama. But.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I listened to this other podcast and they were talking about like, oh, this is one of the best films of the year, and that's how I knew about it. And I was like, I want to go check it out. But there were so many other films that like everybody was saying like, go check it out. Even Knives Out, people were saying that was a good film.
Hell no, I'm not giving Ryan Johnson no fucking money. Fuck him.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
Oh, fake ass Ocean's 11.
Were y'all?
I didn't even know he did it until the end of the movie. I was like, oh shit, no. Ryan Johnson did this. I had no clue. But
I'm
just
fucking around. It might be good. I'm still not going to go.
I think it was different for him. Like, I was just like, damn, this is.
But we don't know what's different for him, though, because he hasn't really done much.
Yeah. Well, it's different from what we know of him.
Right.
So I was just like,
shitty.
I was like, damn, this is fucking. Who else saw it?
I haven't seen it, but I wanted to see it.
Did anybody else have it on their list? Knives Out. None of y'all have seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. Yeah, with Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's a great cast.
I never heard of it.
James Bond is in it.
Man, this dude did a phenomenal job. I think he got nominated for that shit.
Like, oh, yeah, he did for a Golden Globe. Yeah, he got nominated.
He should have. Like, his fucking accent. He's like a country guy. Like
a southern guy, right?
Like a southern guy. I was like, dude, the whole fucking movie, I'm like, what the fuck? It was bizarre.
It's called Knives Out?
It's called Knives Out.
It's like a whodunit.
It's a murder mystery film.
Okay.
But, yes, it's really done well.
I wouldn't have gone to see that.
It's done well.
No, I believe you. I just said that wouldn't have interested me.
Yeah, because that was like four on my list. But,
the second I saw Ryan Johnson's name, I was like, nope.
I knew Mike wasn't going to see it. I knew he was going to see it just off of that.
I had no clue that he did it.
But wait, so you didn't go see Jojo Rabbit?
No, I didn't get around to it. No,
you're fucking.
No, I wanted to go see that.
So nobody else saw it besides me?
No, but I heard it was really, really good.
Damn, y'all.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it.
I don't know whose alley it would be up besides Rod, but. It blew me away. I was in the theater. Like, that was one of those movies where you're talking about crying.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the verge.
Really?
I sucked it in. I was on the verge.
Because I know it's mostly dealing with kids, right? And his interaction.
It's basically no spoilers at all, okay, but it's basically dealing with...
Because I'm going to see it.
It's basically dealing with Jews and Holocaust Germany, like, during that period. That's really all I'll tell you. But it's very deep. When you watch a trailer, it makes it seem like it's just a comedy. Mm. There's like a bunch of kooky things going on.
Yeah.
Bro, like the way Taika Waititi.
Yeah, Taika Waititi.
Waititi. T. The way he's able to straddle that fence between keeping something comedic and making you really feel like, God damn, my soul just got ripped out. That movie is fucking incredible.
Because he plays he's in the movie too.
I keep thinking he's black, and I know he's not.
He played the Hitler character.
That's him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So,
did you see it?
No, I haven't. I know about it. I know about
Nick.
Yeah, I researched.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I think Eric may have mentioned that movie.
He did mention it. Yeah.
Okay.
He mentioned it.
Okay. Okay.
And what did it fall on your list again?
It was number four.
Number four.
Yeah, the name, the title of the movie doesn't sound like something that would interest me.
Really?
But I'm used to white people or like those type of movies having weird names.
Nah, Jojo Rabbit, I was like, this is probably a movie about white people dancing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to see this.
And then when Eric was talking about it and the title of the movie, I was like, yeah, I don't think it would be something I like. And then I looked at the summary.
Because Eric liked it. I kind of thought the same thing.
We love you, Eric, but I kind of
thought the same thing.
We should have invited him on here. Like, damn.
No.
He don't want to hear his top 10.
Oh shit. Mm-mm. I think it would have been interesting.
It would have been Jojo Rabbit. Jojo Rabbit.
Why?
Because he sat here and said he doesn't watch movies and TV and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, because he can't pay attention, right?
Oh
yeah.
He did That's say right. that. That's he right. did That's say right. that.
I thought you were just being mean. Just
I did
like,
too.
God damn.
Nah.
That's a good. Yeah, so it's actually interesting that he liked Jojo Rabbit because it's not like it's a bunch of action for an hour and
Yeah, range. And I just That's read weird. The summary. This is something that I think I would enjoy. You
it's
know.
Good, man.
Well, people were kind of.
It's really good.
They were iffy on it at first because the story itself is like crazy as far as the concept. But I think the way it was done and executed, like Mike said, it was like, all right, this
it's
is
deep.
No, yeah, that was on my list. That was definitely on my list.
I was surprised Us was on all of our lists.
Why are you surprised?
Because it was it's a movie that came out early, and I think we were all anticipating it heavily early, and then after seeing it, I thought we were all like, oh, it's not great, but it's still really good. I didn't know if it was going to last a year.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. That didn't happen.
From the review, that's what I felt took away.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think you misread that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly, I think
that's definitely a top 10 movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I remember saying that Get Out was better.
But
I never gave any kind of impression that Us wasn't an incredible film.
Yeah.
Mm. Now the weird thing is, the attitudes towards it did shift with like mainstream people. Mm. Because I remember when it came out, they were all on board.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like people are like, oh, whatever. Who cares about Us? And
yeah,
it's really bizarre how that shifted.
They did the same thing with Get Out, too.
They did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
I think I know why.
It's a war season?
Mm-mm. They don't want to be the person to criticize it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they always wait until the conversation dies down.
The hype dies down and everything.
To start attacking
it. Yeah. That makes sense.
You're right.
Yep.
Because it's a black film, so they don't want to come out and be like, oh, it's not good, because then they'll be accused of being racist.
Yep.
That totally makes sense.
Was Uncut Gems on any of y'all?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I was assuming y'all hadn't seen
it. I put Marriage Story at 10 because I just saw it. That's why I didn't want to put it higher than just to
Yeah, because I had that at 5.
But I love that concept, and I just.
It's good, man.
Well, because the way I'm thinking right now, I'm thinking towards like, all right, is marriage something that I want to go to? And that movie made me like, oh, I need to take a step back.
Well, what that one scene though?
Man, it's a lot of scenes.
Y'all
for
talking
me.
About
well, no, but it's,
or
it's
Marriage Story.
Well, we switched over.
Yeah.
But staying on Marriage Stories real quick. That one, it was that one scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that one.
Man, because I don't know if y'all
it's
gonna
on Netflix,
see
it. So you can see it.
I'm not gonna watch it.
You gonna watch it? Ken, go watch it.
Damn, man.
God. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna do that to y'all anymore, because last time I did it,
he gonna save it. Yeah, he gonna save for another movie.
But at least we know he likes this one.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna waste my time.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's
but,
you know what
but,
I mean? That's
but Uncut Gems.
I'll say this. If my wife asked me to watch it, I'll watch it only because you're saying I should watch it.
Has she seen it? Does she know about it?
He ain't gonna bring it up.
I'm not gonna bring it up. No, I'm not.
She's not gonna wanna see that. I mean, Adam Driver and does that scream like something that your wife is like, oh yeah, let's watch this.
But the story, it's more about the story than the actors.
Yeah. But the actors,
of a white marriage falling apart. That doesn't sound like anything black folks want to watch.
at all.
It's just the way they did it. Well, I guess I'm kind of different then. But
no, I mean, it got good ratings, so I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I saw it and it looked interesting. Remember, I told you, see covers and sometimes that'll pull me in. And that was one of those situations.
And I liked with that film, we're going to go back to Uncut Gems, but I liked with that film, like, the heavy scenes, there was always something else that kind of brought you out of it a little bit and then brought you back in. I like how they brought you in and out of, like, the heavy and then made it light harder and then heavy again.
Nah, for sure. But, yeah, man, y'all fucking up. Go see Uncut Gems, man. Like,
that's the movie that I hear is, like, number one.
I'm going to see it.
Man, that shit.
How good is Adam Sandler?
I don't want to hype it up too much, but, yeah, dog, it's just so good, man. Like, Nay didn't like it, but I think she may be coming around because she's like, I don't know why I don't like it. Well, no, she didn't say it. She just flat out said she don't like it
because of the hype.
You said you don't know why
that's
she don't
why.
Like it.
I know why. She said that she's too pregnant for this movie or whatever, something like that. Because it's like, it makes you feel anxiety the way they shoot it, the way it's shot. You feel anxious the whole movie. Mm. Oh my God, it's so great. It would have made number one if Joker didn't come out. But man, like, yeah, it really is good. Adam Sandler killed it. Everybody in it. And I was a little concerned with
Kevin Garnett
being in it. But his parts were just kind of subtle. He didn't have like really heavy parts. Mm-hmm. So, man. The whole thing is just like a ride, like the whole time, man. The soundtrack, everything, it's really good. It's really good. It. Yeah, please go see it.
What was y'all number ones again?
Mine was Joker.
Joker, Miss Omar.
Us.
And B, what was your number?
You didn't have one.
Oh, you didn't have one.
Okay, if you had to pick right now, what was the best one out of those 10?
I can't believe you didn't rank them.
Yeah. Yes,
you
can.
we'll come back. He gonna think about it.
I mean,
Dolomite. My name was my number one.
Yo, God, you got it was because
Eddie's back. That
Wesley Snipes started the show.
Year, though?
From my favorite, right.
Snipes stole the show in my opinion. In that movie,
it was good to see him.
He ain't steal it.
But to me, it was just like
Eddie killed it.
Eddie showed his whole bag. That's what I liked about it.
He killed it.
Eddie showed his whole bag, and the story was dope. It was something that I know of as a reference, but I never watched it. I didn't watch that film when it came, like obviously like as a rewatchable, but like to see him portray that character, it made me want to go back and watch it.
Did you ever listen to Dolomite albums?
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when he was starting to do that, I was like, I know someone else did it, and that was they were referencing. Mm. Like I got the references all throughout of it.
Yeah, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but it didn't even make my top 10.
And though. His
it was kind of an honorable mention, but it wasn't. Yeah.
The woman in that movie, I forgot her name. I wish I could remember her name. But
oh yeah, she killed it.
And I really liked. Yeah, I really liked that film.
That's crazy. You do it, number one. God damn.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it, and I know it sounds mean, but I would really question someone's recommendations if they told me that was their favorite movie of the year. I'd be like.
It's not like a personal, because you know, sometimes we rank in hip hop, we rank our favorite albums. So it's not like an overall thing. Yeah. So it's just something that he made just personally.
Overall,
like.
There's a lot of great films that came out, and it was hard for me to
do. That was really one of them? Like,
that no, was that was great. My favorite. It's not the best movie overall. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody unless they really care about Eddie Murphy or
but
like
you
that.
Just did.
Yeah. What?
No, I'm saying like it's my favorite, but if you're saying critically, I can pick another one.
Okay, so critically, what's the best movie of the year?
I might say Irishman.
Okay, where was that on your list, though?
It was... No, Point Blank was Knife just because it was a Cincinnati movie. But
me neither.
It came on Netflix.
It's probably some bullshit.
Wait, not like...
It got chips
it wasn't
in
a remake, is it?
I don't think
the
so.
Remake of
Point Break.
Oh.
Yeah.
If he had the Point Break fucking remake...
They remade that, right?
Yeah, they did. Okay. Yeah, they did.
Irishman was in my top three, I believe. But I just like Dolomite. That was just my favorite film.
We
like,
passed Dolomite. Where
wait,
is
you
point?
Say you believe? Aren't you looking at it?
No.
You don't want to say it because it's low. You don't want to say it because it's low. But you already said it.
Yeah,
though.
I already said it.
He forgot he already said it.
Oh,
shit. It's probably 9 for real.
It ain't 9. It ain't 9. Point Blank is my 9th one.
So where is that, man? Because you already
because I had them all like. Up in the top, I was ranking them as we were going.
It's cool. It's cool, man. It's
it was
cool.
Top 3.
Right. We off Nick.
That's funny. No, I'm not off Nick yet,
man.
So,
oh my God.
You said before that you like animated films. Was an animated film on your list at all?
Nah, not this year. Last year definitely would have been like Spider-Verse. But this year, there wasn't nothing that gravitated me this year.
Yeah, you put that James Cameron flick on in your top 10.
No, it was Ken who put Alita.
No, I did too.
Yeah. Oh, you did too?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. I was going to come back to that, Ken.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was surprisingly good.
That got panned by the critics, though.
It sure did.
It did? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Did you see the original?
Mm-mm.
So maybe that's why.
Because it's based off of anime, right?
Yeah, it's based off of Battle Angel.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you know what? I should have known that. Panned. I should have known that based on it. But nah, man, that shit, it was surprisingly good. Like, I went, because I want to say it wasn't really anything out at the time, and
I almost saw it.
I can't believe you didn't say it because you like anime, right?
I mean, James Cameron stuff. A lot of James Cameron movies.
Man, is everybody in this movie white?
Nah, Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali, one of the main characters.
He's not Asian. So maybe that's another reason.
Oh, that's why
you're
saying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason why it's banned.
Yeah, he was good in it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was surprisingly good. What did you like about it, Ken? Where did it fall on yours? Because it fell number 7 on mine.
Ninth.
Yeah, it was 7 on mine.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember you saying it was really, really good.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was like, okay.
Right.
And then I one day I was just up. I ain't have shit to watch. I was like, all right, Rod said this was good. Let me check it out.
Uh-huh.
And I started watching. And I was like, I was like, damn, this is actually really good. And it's right up my alley, too. Yeah, sci-fi, you know, action. You can look at it as a superhero type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to the point where, you know, my wife was walking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
No, she was working right beside me. And. Mm-hmm. Everyone's around, she'll look around, and she'll be watching, because I watch it on my computer, my Mac, and next thing you know, she was watching it.
Yeah.
Yep, and we just got caught up in the story.
Yeah, man.
And everything, man. So I thought it was really, really dope, man.
Nah. Yeah.
How they built her up, broke her down, mm-hmm. built her right back up again. Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
I'm surprised you didn't see it, B.
That's crazy. I'm surprised because, like I said, usually if I see James Cameron name on it, I'd be like, okay, I'm interested.
Nah, yeah, he did a good job on it.
Yeah.
But going back to UB, you had 6 Underground. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
He did. Yeah. I saw that movie. It took me as long to see it with like The Irishman. I had to see that in parts too because I just kept walking away from
that
6
shit
Underground.
That was not good to me.
I like the action.
You like the first 20 minutes.
It was a lot of action about the movie. I like that shit.
Yo, B, 6 Underground.
I was just like,
cool.
Wait, hold on. I need some clarification here. How many, because I didn't watch a lot of movies. I've realized when I was making my list, there was a lot of movies that I haven't seen. Yeah. So
most of my movies is Netflix movies. 10. The only movies that I saw in theaters on this list was Endgame, John Wick 3,
mm-hmm. Us.
I mean, yeah, and Us. I saw Us in theater, but that's on my. It's not on my list, but that's it.
Oh, okay. Is that the reason why it made your list? Maybe you only saw like 11 movies this year.
Wait, yeah, I didn't see that.
Us
see
didn't
that
make your list, but
I thought it made it. But
6 Underground.
But I still like the movie, though.
Wait,
I still love
Us
the movie.
Didn't make your list.
B just did this shit real quick, though.
But the comic book guy doing James Bond and doing XXX, that made your list.
That was a fun movie. I thought it was pretty fun.
It was
I didn't hear a single person say a good thing about that movie.
Really?
Until you.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
What the hell no.
I don't know.
Hell no.
I know if you might have tried to look at it.
It's a good action movie.
It's an action movie. Like if you watch.
And maybe I was really in the mood for something. Because I remember when I
maybe,
was
yeah,
searching,
it
when
might
I was searching through Netflix,
was
I was like, I feel like watching some action.
That shit did not keep my attention.
Yeah, when I saw that shit, I was like, oh man, like the first that shit
oh, yeah,
was
that
just,
for, yeah.
man, that
the
shit was crazy.
I will say the preview, the trailer they had for it looked good. That's why I clicked on it. That's why I watched it.
How long did you get in before you clicked out?
I didn't click out. I was walking away from it.
Really?
Like I
there's a lot of action on that shit to me.
Yeah, man. But it was just like nonsense. It was like
I was cool with that.
Me and my homies were trying to watch, and it was like, man, they got Dr. Dre out here trying to do some other shit,
bruh.
He's in it,
bruh.
Yeah, the guy that played Dr. Dre,
bruh.
I can't talk to B the rest of the show.
He like a sniper or some shit.
Yeah.
The man. Fact that it's black over everything, B.
I actually kind of forgot Us came out this year, to be honest with you. So
that's what I was wondering. Yeah, list.
That's what I'm saying. You just kind of.
He had to
yours.
Have forgotten. B wouldn't leave out a black film like that.
I forgot
yes,
Us.
Yes, he
was,
would. We just said Us was on your list. I liked.
I actually forgot
Six
Us came
over
out.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
But he just remembered that Us came out when you asked him.
No, he's trying to get y'all to leave motherfucking alone.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to get y'all to quit fucking with his 6 Underground. What number was 6 Underground on your,
he didn't
on your
have
list?
It, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He had Dolomite is my name.
Six.
He made it up.
No, I had Dolomite on there. You can't put 6 Underground and leave us off. You just can't do that.
No pun intended.
It was an action movie. It was an action film movie. That's what I wanted to watch. Damn. So I was satisfied with it.
I don't care. You still can't do that. Damn, B.
That was crazy. Yeah,
damn,
yeah,
B.
You
said
it, but like, I understand, though, because, you know, I hate Fast and Furious movies, so I guess that's probably the same. On the same,
it's not even that. The movie just wasn't good.
I mean, I don't think Fast and Furious, well, I haven't watched it since
it's definitely not better than Fast and Furious.
Really?
Hell no.
I mean, I get the entertainment because I can watch a brainless movie.
Yeah, it was just very entertaining.
When I ain't got shit
time,
to do,
so.
Which is what I do. I put on Netflix, and I mean, y'all see it right here. I just put something on it.
But like, then again, like I said, I did not see a lot of movies this year. Just this year was just,
that's,
I did
why
see
I was
a lot of movies.
Yeah, maybe you saw like 11 movies this year. And,
yeah, I didn't see a lot. I'm going to be honest. I didn't see a lot of movies this year.
I probably should have been number 11 then.
Yeah,
bro. George Peel off.
I didn't see a lot, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because you know what movie I thought that came out this year? Then I looked and I'm like, oh, yeah, shit didn't come out this year. Was Sorry to Bother. Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother Us.
I thought that had came out this year. Because I was about to put that on my list.
Y'all, Rod, you mentioned honorable mentions. And there were, you said Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, Star Wars, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What the hell's going on with you, man?
It was one of those things. Remember I said in the review, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I have certain criticisms about things, but I'm critical about everything when it comes to movies. So, like,
so you normalize that for yourself.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. No, man.
I bet 6 Underground is better than Star Wars.
No.
I bet it is.
You hated Star Wars. I think you hated
6 Underground better than Star Wars?
I mean, it's not in my list.
Exactly.
Star Wars not in my list.
Again, this was an honorable mention.
Star Wars is nobody's list.
Oh, no.
And 5 Feet Apart. Did anybody see that?
I haven't heard of it.
I almost put that on there because y'all know I like romantic comedies, and that's kind of like that. It's more.
Never
it's,
watched
it. It's more.
Does anybody die?
I don't want to know if I'm.
I'm not.
Yeah,
see
I,
it.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know the list. Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to give. I didn't want to give away too much. But it's a good movie, though. Okay. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had all kind of stuff.
Did y'all anybody else had an honorable mention that like just didn't almost make y'all list?
Well, I had to make a top 15 because I'm doing a video, so there's honorable mentions technically for a top 10, but I mean,
don't
I'm
y'all watch the video.
Yeah,
watch
I'm
the video.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all go to the man youtube.com/MyCTown.
Right.
Y'all
want to see it. Appreciate you, bro.
I had Booksmart was my honorable mention.
What's Booksmart?
It's like super
It's two little white girls.
It's like super bad with white girls, but not as good. Not as good.
I didn't put it on my. No, I just put it on.
I didn't put it on my list
because I knew it shouldn't have been on there, but I enjoyed it.
It's not like a horrible movie.
Yeah, it's not
but
horrible.
It's not something that would go on a top 10 list.
It's not. That's why it's not on my list.
I'm just saying it's honorable mention.
Honorable mention means like I just want to shout it out.
Tweet it.
I thought honorable mention means it almost made my list.
That too. But it's different.
It's not
different
lying, Nick.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't mention The Lighthouse.
I'm surprised you didn't hear me mention The Lighthouse.
And it probably would have been on mine if I would have seen it. I haven't watched it yet.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't know, man.
See, I'm not going to do you like Rod does. I'm going to tell you the truth flat out. You are not going to like The Lighthouse.
But you didn't.
You said
didn't,
it's a horror movie,
it's
right?
It's not a horror movie.
Okay, thriller?
It's not a thriller.
I'm going to watch it. I saw the trailer. I wanted to watch it.
The trailer is a trick. Because I watched the trailer too, and I was like, all right, I'm all in. And when I walked in, I was expecting to see what the trailer showed.
Oh, man.
And it's nothing like it. Again, I mean, I like extremely slow burns where not a whole lot of lot of shit happens. It's mostly dialogue. That's what this movie is. It's two dudes in a room for an hour and some change, and them just basically talking.
Did you see who was in that movie? It was Sam Jackson and
you mean Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
We call him Sam Jackson.
And
I've never heard him referred to.
What's the nigga?
Anthony Mackie.
Was it Anthony
Mackie? I'm saying, yeah, who's the nigga?
I say, y'all know I do that. I be talking to myself.
That's why it's funny.
I be talking to myself. He's not a nigga, actually.
Oh,
Glass?
Tommy? No. Is it Tommy?
I did see Tommy that, though.
You ain't talking about Captain Marvel.
No. What the fuck is it called? I'm gonna look it up. It's the same concept. It's just the dude, they're in the room together, but they show it from different angles, so it makes it.
Samuel L. Jackson. It came out this year.
Oh no, not this year. Oh. The movie you're talking about, The Lighthouse, it sounds a lot like this movie. But Tommy Lee Curtis?
Wait, are you saying, isn't that movie where they're sitting around and like at the end they're playing like Russian roulette?
Yeah.
I have seen that, okay, but I can't think of the name of it. That movie's good.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it though, but it is good.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look it up. But yeah.
So did nobody else you should not watch this, but anybody else see Tigers Are Not Afraid?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Never heard of it.
What is it?
It's a horror movie. About Mexican cartels.
Now I'm intrigued.
But if you're sensitive to violence with children, I would say don't watch it. Because I know some people that have kids do not like seeing anything mm-hmm. that revolves around violence with kids. But that was another movie that I saw on lists a while ago, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And it popped up, and it was on Shudder. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to watch it blind. I had no idea what it was about. I didn't even know it was subtitled. And it is one of the most down in the dumps ass movies. Like the second I finished watching it, I couldn't stop thinking about it for like days. Cause it's real shit. Cause it's about how cartels in Mexico, how the families that revolve around those cartels, how they interact and the kind of damage these cartels do. But there's some horror vibes that are around it, but when that movie ended, I was seriously sitting there just like staring at my TV like, God damn. Like, it's really...
It's a heavy movie. Deep.
Yeah, it's extremely heavy because shit happens that you do not expect.
Mm. And what category?
It's technically... it's a horror movie. Mm. It's a horror movie. So, and again, I mean, but the violence involving children, I don't know that you would really enjoy it like that because it's kind of brutal, but it's fucking amazing, man.
I finally got Shudder, and man, I'm in love.
Dude.
I'm in love.
And the thing about it is there's so many deep cuts on Shudder.
Man.
You will find so many random movies. That's how I found another one of my movies. Knife and Heart was on there, which I'm still surprised. Like, I mean, I'm not surprised that nobody here was talking about it, but I'm surprised that like a lot of the horror lists I saw, no one was talking about this movie, but Knife and Heart, if you like horror, especially if you like old Italian horror films like opera or Suspiria, stuff like that, Knife and Heart is incredible. It's about these people that are filming a gay porn, and then there's a slasher that's just killing people. Which is, I mean, if you ever watched like old slasher films, they would always have these most ridiculous scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we work at this store, and for some reason, there's this guy that's dressing up like a mannequin killing people. Makes no sense, but it makes for a good film. Knife and Heart, the way it's filmed is fucking incredible. I'm so surprised that people aren't talking about it.
I finally found the movie I was talking about. It's called The Sunset Limited. It has Tommy Lee Jones and Sam Jackson.
No, I don't know what
the fuck that is. But like, just scroll, like you can see how many different angles they did just off of the pictures along in one room.
And the whole movie,
No. I feel you, but yeah, the whole movie.
That ain't the film I was thinking of.
I was thinking of
he was like a teacher or something. Oh,
okay,
like
this is.
And he shoots himself in the end.
nah,
I might want to shoot myself at the end.
Yeah.
I watched that shit.
Nah, yeah, it was kind of long and drawn out. I was like, damn, but it was interesting to how they did it. I was like, how the fuck are they gonna do this shit? But yeah, they found a way to do it.
So, did you see Midsommar or no?
I have not. Not yet.
Suck ass. Did you see Midsommar?
God
damn. Yeah, I don't think anybody saw it.
Nah, well, you can
saw it. Yeah, I saw it.
Did it make your list?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're coming to, there's a movie coming out with the same director or writer from that movie.
Ari Aster?
Yeah, I think so. I forgot what. I think it's got the kid from Stranger Things in it.
What?
Well, let me double check.
He just did Midsommar. You sure?
Oh, I watched It Chapter 2.
You did? And it didn't make your list, right?
Nah, I
was thinking about like, shouldn't this? I'm like, nah, it ain't gonna make my list.
I mean, why not? You got fucking Dolomite, right. And you almost put Booksmart. You may as well put It Too.
Wait, you considered it?
Shit.
What? No, I was just looking at like all the, because I always like to do like, I want to showcase like different genres that I watch, but it just didn't. That wasn't one that I was wanted to highlight.
My wife just wanted to watch it, so I ran in and watched it. That was the only reason.
Where that Gemini Man at, though? You know, that show there.
What's Gemini Man?
We were Will Smith. Will Smith.
He was fighting himself.
Yeah.
I watched that, too.
Man.
What yeah. the hell? Why?
I saw with a friend, and he was like, "Man, Will Smith." I was telling him, like, "Bro, this is the last Will Smith movie I'm gonna see." He was like, "Bro, you tripping? Will Smith gonna get it?" He came out hating that movie. He cursed out Will Smith.
Right? So I think that was the thing. Like when I was looking for movies that I've watched mm-hmm. that would make a top 10, and yeah. I was going through, I was like, "Oh yeah, that wasn't good. That wasn't good." Like I was just going through movies. I was like, "Yeah, that wasn't good." And I was just like, wow. "Damn."
A lot of good movies.
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, my list Ari doesn't have anything coming out. I don't know what you saw, Nick.
Okay. I think I was looking at Saint Maud.
Well, I don't think I watched as many movies as you two have this year.
I think it's the same.
Yeah, my list is long. I had to narrow it was like my top 10 hip hop joint. I had to really narrow it down. But Ken, you said Brightburn.
I did. Yep.
You like so I know y'all did a review on Brightburn, right?
Yeah. Brightburn's
mm-hmm.
good.
Fuck, no, it wasn't.
I like Brightburn.
You've seen
it? Hell no. Yeah, I like
Brightburn.
Brightburn was
it wasn't
good.
Bad. Oh, it wasn't. Oh, you think? Are you saying it's like
came
horrible?
Up this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I
got a lot of superhero movies in my top on my list. Yeah.
That's what I was gonna ask. Like the superhero movies on y'all list.
I thought it was pretty bad.
Wow. You thought it was bad?
Yes. And
that angle is so dope, I think.
I understand the angle was dope.
And they can do so much with this.
I'm not saying that they can't. I thought the angle was dope. I guess I was just anticipating something more, man. It just, it felt super flat for me. Damn. It felt like.
You didn't feel anything at all. You ain't.
I mean, it had oh shit moments, but it was just like they're trying to do oh shit moments. Like the shit when his jaw was broken.
That was dope.
I didn't expect the jaw shit.
That was dope.
Yeah, right. But it's just like, it's just like they had like those oh shit moments, and it's like it they were like, why? Like, why
because
was he doing
this? Because it was a dark
anti-horror movie.
But why?
Movie.
Why was he doing this stuff?
Well, why that's does what
we
matter?
We talked about that. You had to lean into it.
He's a child that has powers and he doesn't know how to control it. This movie makes way more sense than Superman. A little kid gets powers. He's not going to be like, I'm going to go save the world.
Right.
He's going to do a bunch of fucked up shit like break a little girl's arm.
Right.
But
people
like,
fuck with you and shit.
Yeah, I get that. But like, want to destroy the
okay
world?
Maybe you know what it is.
That's what it was.
If Rod was a little kid and he got these powers,
he would be Superman.
He'd be saving the world,
and I'd be Brightburn.
And me too. Me too.
Well, we just talked about
anybody fuck with me.
Because me and Rod would be
out.
We'd be the enemies.
I'll
like
take your ass out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why Rod didn't like.
I mean,
because his flip was random.
He was a child, but he wasn't like a fucking little kid. Like
he was like eight or nine.
He was under 10. He was under 10.
It makes sense.
He was old enough to know what the fuck is going on. That was an intelligent ass little kid.
He didn't
kid.
Give a fuck. That's what it was.
Right.
He just
that shit was dope.
That shit was not dope.
I love the daddy. The daddy in that movie was hilarious. That's what I fucked with.
Daddy was stupid. Yeah, he got my fucking nerves.
Oh my god.
He was like, I don't fuck with this little nigga.
Like you really thought you was gonna kill him? Like,
right. I'm gonna shoot me back in the head.
Like,
really, bro?
Like no anybody know that this shit wasn't gonna work. Damn, man, y'all! I never listened to the review, and like, yo, I really.
I mean,
didn't
we
think.
Had criticism,
yeah, that's
but
what
we still
saying.
We still
yeah.
like the
oh,
movie overall.
So who all reviewed it? Was it y'all? Okay, it was y'all, and then it was somebody else. Was it
Probably
Tyler?
Eric.
Was it Tyler? Tyler?
Nah, no, I think it was remember. Just us, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I
Tyler did us. Ma with us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ma
okay.
and Crawl.
I know. Yeah. Okay, you did Crawl.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Crawl made somebody stop. I think one of the somebody on Twitter or something like
oh,
that. It was like
one of us. Like, no. I mean, that Crawl was a fine movie for what it was.
It seemed like it was fun.
Gangsta ass mm-hmm. alligator.
It seemed like it was fun, but shit. Man, like Brightburn. What was it on your list?
10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
It was on the edge.
That's not bad. That's not bad. But yeah, I was just like, damn, when you said it, I was like, wow, I just watched that and I hated it.
I mean, like I said, I got a bunch of superhero comic movies on my list. So,
but they were all like different tones of superhero-ish stuff, right? That's what I was going to ask, like, because I think we all had like Joker and Endgame on our list.
Yeah. I didn't have Endgame.
You didn't have Endgame?
Mm-mm. Beach Bum beat out Endgame.
Beach Bum was an honorable mention for me. Yeah,
and I still haven't watched it yet.
It's not one that you would. Yeah, it's Nate didn't like that shit either. But
I can't see Nate liking this at all. She'd be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, she's like, "What is happening?" I'm like, "Yo, it don't fucking matter." Like all you see is great performances. That's what's happening. Goddamn.
So that's what I was gonna ask because that's why I
killed
put
that
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in my on my list because I
the performances.
It's like. You see Leonardo, you see everybody killed it in that movie.
I mean, but
even the little girl.
No, yeah, everybody did. Yeah, Brad Pitt is the one that really took because he's getting awards for it.
Yeah,
of course he is.
Yeah, yeah. Why you say of course?
Doesn't Tarantino's movies always end up getting some yes. kind of fucking award.
No, I'm talking about Brad Pitt in particular.
But I'm saying, but even yes, if it wasn't Brad Pitt, if it was somebody else in that role, they'd probably mm-hmm. still get an award because Hollywood fucking sucks Tarantino's mm-hmm. dick.
But this was a supporting, ridiculous. He got a supporting actor.
But this is his first, well, not one, I think he got nominated before, but like mm-hmm. people thought like he wasn't going to get nominated again because like all his other movies, if mm-hmm. they didn't get nominated, this like he's
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
But yeah, this brought him back.
I'm going to go see it. Just, I haven't been in any desire to rush to see it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Anyone see, I doubt it, but anyone watch Ad Astra? Astra?
No, I hadn't.
Yeah. I heard that was good.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
reminded me of Interstellar, cool. though.
I watched it. I don't know if I was too, you know, in on the ending,
mm-hmm.
but all the way leading up to it, I was definitely like in the story.
You really like that sci fi shit.
It, yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you see, is it High Times
Mm-mm.
with the Twilight guy? I can't
Mm-mm.
think of his fucking name.
Oh, you talk,
oh, High Life?
Vampire guy. High
yeah.
Life, yeah.
Yeah, with nah. Is it Andre 3000 in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did yeah. see the, I think it was a trailer for that. I it's saw good. He was in that. Yeah.
It's really, really, that was an honorable mention for my 15. It's really good. I didn't know that the Twilight guy was actually like such a good actor. Robert yeah, Pattinson.
He, I think they said that after Twilight, he's like, he I'm going to do a bunch of independent films. Let me get my acting up.
Because when he was announced for being in Lighthouse, I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to see fucking vampire guy glistening or glittering, whatever they fucking call that power.
Glimmering.
Glimmer. Yeah, I'm not trying to see him over here glimmering, you know, next to one of the best actors of our time right now, fucking Willem Dafoe. I'm not trying to see this shit, but he killed it. And then so I was like, okay, well, I'll give him another shot. Mm-hmm. So I went and watched, is it High Life or High Time?
I think it's High Life.
High Life. And it's actually really fucking good. Mm. And it's yeah. another one of those films where there's not a lot of actors in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's only like maybe five. And Robert Pattinson, he fucking murders it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Ha Ha 2 with Lil Yachty.
Ha Ha 2?
Man, I put that shit on for, high shits, for shits and giggles
That's
the other day.
That's a
movie?
Yes. Yeah, it's an MTV movie.
It has Lil Yachty and what's
DC Young Fly.
Young Fly. Man, I just put that shit on for shits and giggles one day. I actually was laughing at some of that shit.
I put the trap on for my while
I did
over
that
Christmas.
Too. I did that
my
too.
My sister was like, cut this bullshit yeah. off.
They're all bullshit, but it was just
an honorable mention too.
Nah. I wanted to ask Rod if you've seen 1917 or heard about it.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about it. I don't tend to like many war movies though.
Me either,
I'm not
interested.
Yeah,
yeah, they say because it's supposed to be like one shot.
Yeah.
That's what it,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's like
Birdman?
Yeah, something like that.
You ever seen Birdman?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Sorry.
No. I was going to say something else, but go ahead.
Was John Wick 3 the only one? Was I the only one that had that?
I had it.
I had it in my list, too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You had it, too?
Because that's one of the movies I saw.
Yeah, I just recently saw it. Mm. I mean, I loved it, but
yeah.
I don't tend to... When it comes to like action films, I tend to watch them once and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same. So I can't really put something like that on
yeah,
best.
So you need to have rewatchable like rewatchability on your list.
I like putting movies down that I'm gonna want to watch again, like in a few months. Mm-hmm. Like most of the movies that are at least the ones that are in my top five, I've already watched more than once. The only one that I have not watched more than once is Jojo Rabbit, and that's because I just recently saw it.
And it's so funny. I'm the complete opposite. I can watch a movie once and just I'm good. I know we've kind of had this discussion before.
Yeah.
So yeah,
me too. Depending on what the movie was, but now that you say that, Mike, I can watch the movies that's on my list more than once. Like most of
that's
them.
That's what I was actually looking at my
that's
list.
That's crazy.
More than once?
Yeah, I can watch them. I haven't yet, huh?
You can watch Queen and Slim more than once.
Yeah. Just to kind of see some things that I'm because Nay went back and watched it again, but I didn't go with her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would watch it again just to kind of go back over some of those criticisms and after hearing her talk about stuff that. Was supposed to be subliminal mm-hmm. in it just to kind of see is did it actually hit
right?
That's why I would watch that one again. Us, I would watch again.
Yeah, I've already watched Us like three times. Mm-hmm. I've watched Midsommar probably four times mm-hmm. by now, five times maybe. Yeah.
Is it out on anything yet?
Yeah, it's been out on DVD for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a British film on mine, Fighting with My Family. I don't think did y'all see that or y'all just
didn't? I've never heard of it. Is that the wrestling movie?
Yeah,
with The Rock. Yeah,
it's a true. He's not the main. Though I don't know why you said that. Nah, he's not the main. That's
like,
that's a total turn off. No, he's not the main. He's okay. He just has a cameo, but he has to have a. It's fitting because it's a true story about a British family that the whole family are into wrestling. So they have this whole gym in, I want to say London or whatever.
I'm sorry. What? Nah. Come on. I could have held it in if you didn't.
The way he tried to shit on my scripts, I'm like, bro, if he goes to explain it, I can tell like it's not going to make it better.
Nah, it's
the whole family, bunch of wrestlers.
Like, nah, it's interesting, though. It really is interesting. Like, come on, man. Don't front. Like, y'all didn't watch wrestling. Y'all came up in the wrestling.
I grew up on wrestling.
I grew up on wrestling.
But I'm an adult
you grew
now.
Up in, you didn't grow up in?
Yeah, I hate wrestling.
You never liked it?
No.
Wow. You liked it, right?
Yeah.
That's
I loved it.
I grew out of it quick, though. Like,
me too. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I was in and out. No, so sometimes
like, once I was out, I was gone.
When did you get out? Mid-2000s?
Oh, hell no.
Shit, earlier than that. Like,
let me see.
I was like, maybe.
What you looking at?
There's no way. Yeah.
Rock is in the goddamn thumbnail.
Of course.
Ain't no way in hell.
That was the selling point. But nah, he's not. He's a cameo. I mean, you know.
Y'all having two different conversations at the same time, guys.
No, my bad.
Yeah. Y'all funny. But nah, I thought it was. It's low on my list, but nah, it was an enjoyable watch. It was 9. Yeah, it was 9.
Okay, then what were y'all just talking about just now that we didn't hear?
Oh, I was asking B, when did he get out of wrestling?
Yeah.
Did y'all moving on to 2020, do y'all have any like anticipated films y'all want to go see? Like,
wait, so nobody has any questions about anybody else's list? Mike has some shit on his list that I know y'all ain't seen.
A bunch of arty farty shit.
Yeah, that's what I was like. That's why I ain't had no questions about it.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't have that many things that were random. Knife and Heart, I wouldn't think people would have seen.
Climax. What's Climax?
Oh, Climax is the new Gaspar Noé film. The guy that did Enter the Void, he's done Irreversible.
Is it about sex?
No, that's called that one's called Love.
Oh, okay.
I think I saw that somewhere. Not the movie, but I saw the title of it.
What is it on? Is it on anything?
I don't know. I don't know if it's on DVD yet.
And did you see it? You saw it in theaters?
I saw it in the theaters.
What did you see that at?
I want to say it was at... what's the one on Ponce?
Plaza. Yeah, Plaza, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw it there. It was either there or Midtown Art. I don't remember now.
But Plaza usually plays like older joints, though. They get indie films.
They get indie films.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah, it sure is, because I watched it again on Amazon Prime. You're right. But it's one of those synopsis films where it's Gaspar Noé. So basically, it's about this dance company. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
oh, but you want to talk about my wrestling company?
I was as he was saying, I'm reading this. I'm like, play.
Read the whole synopsis.
Go ahead.
It's these dancers, and it's basically just like them hanging out for like over an hour, I'm not recommending this shit to nobody here. But it shows like visually what it's like to be on an absolutely horrible drug trip, because that's what happens about 3/4 of the way through the film. This is not a spoiler, because this is in the
synopsis. Yeah.
But 3/4 of the way into the film, it gets so fucked up. Like, has anybody here seen Mother?
Yes.
Did you hate it? Did you love
it? No, I loved it.
You probably will hate Climax, but there's a chance you might like it, at least visually.
I got you.
Because it definitely sucks you in, and it makes you feel like you're having a drug trip yourself.
Yeah.
It makes you anxious. It makes you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But Gaspar Noé is definitely one of the best fucking filmmakers out.
And I did see this cover, and because I thought it was like what he asked.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was what he asked.
Yeah.
But that's, I was like, now I'm hearing you describe it, because I'm like, I'm not in the mood to really watch some shit like that right now. So that's why I kind of just skipped over it. That's why I was shaking my head. I was like,
I have seen that cover.
No, that cover is extremely misleading. It's got nothing to do with love and or sex.
But yeah, reading this summary, though, I'm like, oh, okay, that actually might be interesting.
But if you're not into dance, which I'm not really into dance
at all,
but for some reason, Gaspar Noé made this shit interesting. And the way he uses color, I mean, he's always been this way. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we talked about this before with Kanye. Like, Kanye stole a bunch of his ideas for the All the Lights video. Like, he stole that shit from Gaspar Noé. Like, factually. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Mm-hmm. But the way he treats color, and he does it so well with this movie, with using reds, and he's like, it's just visually fucking beautiful. But then at the same time, it's really, really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think what got me when I was reading was descend into a dark and explosive nightmare as they try to survive the night and find out who's responsible before it's too late. Mm. And I'm like, okay, so damn, that
sounds like some shit, on a horror note.
It sounds like some shit going down.
But again, it's not something that I would recommend to anybody because I don't want nobody coming back. Man, watch this bullshit. Mike over here telling me to watch. I'm not recommending it to anybody, but if y'all do watch it, please let me know what y'all thought. Everybody but Nick, because I know for a fucking fact Nick would hate this movie.
No, I'm gonna watch it.
No, you're not. Because
that's
not.
That's
like
what
it.
We supposed to do. We supposed to do that this year.
I'm not watching that. You said.
Remember, we
had to watch Dolomite.
No, I'm not watching that shit.
And Booksmart.
I already saw Booksmart. Unfortunately, yeah. My girl at the time wanted to go see it. That's the only reason I'm like Booksmart. Really, bro? Really, put the white girl out there dancing. You going to pick her up? Hey, you ready for this dance? I
grew up off of corny white shit.
I grew up in the 80s. Well, yeah, we all did. That shit was corny. Was it corny?
It wasn't corny then.
Okay, I can't co-sign that.
This shit's corny as fuck.
It was a horrible attempt at Superbad.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It ended up being. I left the theater like disappointed because I was really anticipating it being pretty good because I like Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, what the fuck, yo? Then they had that scene where it was like claymation and shit. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, with the dolls. I don't even remember that. Yes. I think I fell asleep because it was so whack.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Did anybody else have any non-major films on their list?
I think probably all of mine were.
Major releases? Like any indie films?
Well, Midsommar's an indie film.
All mine was like major. Was Midsommar technically an indie though? Because it
missed A24.
A24 I consider like an indie production. Indie.
Yeah. It's like calling TDE indie. At
Uncut Gem is A24 too.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay, I knew that. A couple of my movies. What else was A24 that I saw?
Mm. I'm starting to gravitate towards how they shoot stuff, so I may like check them out definitely this year. Who that? A24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forget something else I saw was A24 that I had on my list. I don't remember which one.
But Uncut Gems is their biggest movie.
Yes. Oh, of course it is. Yeah. It has Adam Sandler in it.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't think people still cared about him like that, but yeah.
Look, this is what happens when comedians like start running out of popularity. They do something completely the opposite of comedy. I mean, he's done it before with Punch Drunk Love, which that's the only film I've ever seen where I was like, I enjoyed that because I can't fucking stand Adam Sandler.
He did another serious drama with Don Cheadle. It was called Rain Over Me. I think he was supposed to be like a 9/11. His family died in 9/11, and like how that affected him.
I haven't watched any 9/11 type movies.
Yeah.
Does he give a baby voice? Because if he does that, I'm not trying to.
No. It's like he's like serious in it.
Never heard of it. Mm. All right, so real quick, y'all wanted to give an idea of movies you want to see for 2020.
I didn't know we were doing that, but
that was your question.
No, that was me. Oh, I was just saying off the top. Like if y'all, I know we gonna see Bad Boys 3, right? We all gonna see that?
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it out. I'll go check it out.
You ain't gonna
check it out. Yeah, I'll go. I'm gonna check it out.
Y'all have fun.
You ain't gonna go see it, man. Oh, did you see the first two?
I don't know.
The way you just downplayed three, I was like, wait a minute, baby. Because you say you don't like action films. Did you say that?
No, remember we had a whole conversation about that. Because you were saying you didn't want to go see it because Mark was fat.
I was making a joke.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You said, I can't see Mark looking like that.
I don't want him looking like that. I don't want him seeing him like that. The
movie I do want to check out. I saw a trailer for it. Was Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, Quiet Place 2. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Oh, yeah, it is something I want to see.
So I like Quiet Place 1, so.
So I'll go see Ghostbusters. I'll go see that. Wait, not the new one, not the chick ones.
Okay. It's like what's it called again?
It's Ghostbusters Stranger Things.
Basically, but the shit still looks dope. The car.
Ghostbusters Afterlife, that's what it's called.
Yeah. I'll go see that. And then I'm going to go see Wonder Woman.
Enjoy.
I'm going to go see it. Yeah. I don't know why. It's not going to be good, but
I'm going to go see Tenet. The Christopher Nolan movie with Denzel Washington's son. It's called Tenet. Yeah.
Tenet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that
one. Never heard of it. Yeah. The only movie that I'm actually anticipating is funny because Nick just mentioned it and I didn't know what he was saying, but that St. Maud movie.
I saw the trailer the other day. I was like, this is fucked up.
This shit looks so fucked up. Fucking good. And it's that's what I love about A24 is they are so good with just grabbing people that have not done a feature film. And giving them a shot, and usually they kill it. But yeah, it's a horror movie by this woman named Rose Glass, who's never done a film before, like a full film, and it looks fucking amazing. So I'm hoping for the best with this.
Let me see if I can find a quick list.
I didn't know they were doing an Eternals movie.
I thought it was a show.
No, it's a movie.
Eternals?
Yeah. The shows they're doing are just Hawkeye, WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Loki.
I didn't know they were doing a... I'm going to see all the comic book movies.
Yeah, I see Black Widow.
But
yeah,
I didn't know they were doing a Bloodshot, though. It's a Valiant comic, but...
Yeah, with Vin Diesel.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, that's the only thing that caused me to pause. I'm like, damn, straight. Why they got...
Are y'all
going to
see Birds of Prey?
What is that?
With Margot Robbie?
I'll probably see that.
With
too.
Who?
Margot Robbie.
It's Harley Quinn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check out that Mulan movie.
That actually does look kind of good. I saw the trailer when I saw Star Wars. I was like, I didn't see the original Mulan, but this actually looks kind of dope.
Yeah.
They doing a G.I. Joe movie?
Y'all gonna see the James Bond, No Time to Die? No.
I think I'm done with the James Bond series.
I ain't seen none.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I'm just dedicated to the series.
I heard y'all talking about off air. Y'all was talking about Photograph one day with Issa Rae.
No, I was talking
and
about
Lakeith,
that
and Lakeith Stanfield
with somebody else. Mm-mm,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm.
They said it's like a new Love Jones type of movie.
I'm straight. Yeah. But
with Lakeith in it,
I'm straight. Real quick, I know I'm going backwards. I forgot to ask you about this before. Speaking of A24, did anybody else here see Last Black Man in San Francisco?
Nah, I saw it. And that's on my list too.
It's on your list to watch.
Yeah.
Damn it! I wish I didn't like it.
Really?
No. And I was really expecting it to be amazing because of all the shit people said. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be, and it's a black film. So I was like, okay, this is going to be.
Huh.
I was not I'll still into go look it, at it. So I was curious. But anyway, all right.
Yeah, yeah, it was on my list.
You going to see the Grudge?
No. No. I like the original, like the Ju-on, like the original Japanese versions. Whenever they've been bringing like The Ring and The Grudge and what's the other one that they did? But I don't tend to like the American versions.
Yeah, they don't do
that. The beauty of Japanese horror is they don't ever make any fucking sense. And they don't have to for Americans. I'm sure they make perfect sense for Japanese. But the translations are always bad. Mm-hmm. So you just walk in and you're just like, I just want to see some cool shit happen. Mm-hmm. But Americans will try to force some kind of American logic into them and they always fucking ruin it. And I thought they've already done The Grudge.
They did. I don't
so
know why
they're rebooting it.
I don't know.
How you reboot a remake?
Because that was like early 2000s when...
But I'm saying it's a Japanese movie. How are you rebooting a Japanese... Like, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, Americans, man.
There's,
what about Antebellum?
I was about to ask y'all that.
What is that?
It's like it's a horror slave movie, ain't it?
Yeah, it's like from
the... Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And it's got Janelle Monáe.
Y'all haven't seen this?
You mean outside of what real slavery was?
I did see the trailer for that. That actually
looks
good.
Looks, yeah, I forgot
that
about
actually,
that.
It's from the
creators of Get Out and Us.
That actually, I saw a trailer for that when I went to see, when I went to see Parasite.
I think, it's in a couple theaters right now.
It actually, it's already out?
No.
Oh,
the trailer.
Yeah, I saw a trailer on, I saw someone popping on Twitter and I watched. I was like, oh, this shit.
Yeah,
it has a real Get Out Us vibe.
It looks solid.
Coming to America too?
Nope.
that's been officially announced.
Yeah, remember, Eddie was talking.
It's official. Yeah, they've been at Tyler Perry Studio shooting and everything.
That's why he went on SNL.
Hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I guess so. He is on like a promo run right now.
Yeah. Mike, you gonna see Halloween Kills, the sequel to the most recent Halloween movie?
They're making another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're making two more.
Is Rob Zombie fucking doing it?
Nah, it's
no. I'm good. I don't think I saw the last one. The last Halloween.
Yeah, because it's supposed to, Halloween that came out is supposed to take place literally 40 years after.
They erased all the other shit.
Yeah.
See, I don't care about none of this shit.
I think John Carpenter did he do it?
Nah, the most recent one?
Yeah.
Nah, it was...
Like, didn't he, like, pick up from it? I don't know.
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm not seeing it. I'll see it if it comes on Redbox or if it pops up on, like, bootleg. I'm not watching that shit at the theater. I can't think of anything else that I'm really trying to see this year.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah,
I'm sure if I had thought about it before I came in.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
I'll just catch them as they pop up.
But now I was thinking, like, we could do... Because, Mike, you brought this idea of, like, we do a recommendation... That for a movie that we personally
I don't
like.
Watch nothing that's on your list.
My list is diverse. I
value my time. I'm not trying to watch no damn My Name is Dolomite.
Man. I still haven't watched. I started that shit and turned it off.
I mean, it was entertaining.
I feel like everything that's on Nick's list, you got to be really high.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I'll eventually watch it.
Ford versus Ferrari was dope.
I'm just never.
Oh, yeah, you had that on your list. Yeah. I hadn't had a chance to see
what
that.
What the hell
it's a racing movie, but it's about the time when.
It's like Talladega Nights.
No. It's more serious.
Bring it, Bobby.
I love that movie, though.
Yeah, of course you do.
But it's got Christian Bale, Matt Damon in it, and it's about when the Ford company was trying to beat the Ferrari company.
Saw that trailer. You watched that?
It was. I like the director, because the director did Logan. Yeah. So, like, the way he did the racing scenes was dope.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That trailer made it seem like they were trying to make you not want to go watch the movie.
Nah, for sure. For sure. It didn't do it any justice. Yeah, it didn't do it any justice.
So, but you saw it too?
No, I hadn't seen it yet, but I will say that it was something that I would have went to see, but I just hadn't gotten around to it.
Yeah, after like being around y'all, I'm starting to like not watch trailers and just like go into it. Like
sometimes you just got
trailers,
to.
Man. They feel like bullshit.
Because I was just watching Tyler Perry coming out with a movie on Netflix.
Stop.
And like
right there.
The whole movie was spoiled in the trailer. Cause I was just you know just watching.
You don't need a trailer to spoil a Tyler Perry movie. You already know what the fuck is gonna be.
What about that New Mutants movie?
Yeah, I'm.
I don't know if I want
to. I'm watching all the.
I'm curious about that one. Now.
But it was supposed to come out like 3 years ago.
Matter,
I know.
Man.
It's not
that's
like they started it over.
I thought they did.
It's supposed to be like a horror version of a.
Is it MCU?
No,
New Mutants.
This was the last Fox movies that they was doing of X-Men. Okay.
I thought they did a series about this though.
They did. I think it's the. They did the Runaways.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be like a
movie. It looks like that.
Yeah.
It looks
they
like
did like
that.
Legion, Runaways, and The Gifted.
I did like Legion, though. I thought that was cool.
The thing that was weird about the New Mutants is there was like, wasn't there like a teaser?
Yes, there was a trailer. They had like two trailers.
But then it went away.
Yep.
So I thought it was just canceled.
And see, I thought it just got moved to like straight to television type of thing. That's why I thought that Runaways was New Mutants. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I thought it was going to be like, they're going to release it on Hulu since Disney owns it. Because that's where they're doing all their adult
I think
releases.
That's where Runaways is at now.
Yeah.
I thought it was on Disney Plus.
That's what you're saying. No, you said Hulu.
Yeah, because like the Disney, they put all like their child friendly stuff on Disney Plus and then like all the adult stuff on Hulu.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go see it. I'm curious. Yeah, that's all I got. Interesting. Well, there's a remake of Dune.
Yeah, like, that's coming out.
Dune, D-U-N-E?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
The guy who did Blade Runner
2049,
Arrival.
Did you see that?
Nah.
The new Blade Runner?
You don't see nothing good.
He just be knowing. Like, how you be knowing this? Like, how you be knowing so much about shit but don't actually, like,
don't see shit?
Because it's weird because, like, the movies y'all mentioned I'm planning on seeing, it's just I didn't have the time. Because, like, we watch TV and do all this other shit. Like, I don't have the time to go see everything. But I'm aware of most stuff.
How come you don't watch nothing good?
He will.
We're watching fucking.
The funny thing is, like, I hear shit, like, the movies y'all mentioned, I know they're good. But the other shit that I watch, I'm like, I'm going to see. I take chances on the shit.
But you took a lot of. Your whole list is a bunch of chances, bro.
Oh, shit.
A whole bunch of chances that nobody else wanted to take but you.
Oh, man. Yeah, he has some legitimate stuff.
I'm about to say, the streets going to, the Reddit, Twitter, Instagram, they're going to let me know where I was wrong. I may have the best list.
Nobody's wrong.
So you may have the best list?
They're going to probably gravitate towards
my list. Your list was shot to shit when you put Dolomite at one.
Yeah.
Yo, it ain't no way. Like, I'm going to be super disappointed if our fans, they say you had the best list. I would be super disappointed.
As far as collection of movies, not order.
As far as collection of movies, I would be super disappointed. Wait a minute. I won't shit on your list like that. But that number one, god damn, man.
Yeah, that fucked up your whole shit.
Damn.
I have not expecting it, but I know.
I fuck with it.
All right, that's cool. I'm going to watch it now. I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to come back next time like, bro, Nick, I ain't never seeing nothing. But yeah, we should do that.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Once a month, one of us.
It's just, but it would never make your list,
that.
Though.
I'm down with that. I think that idea would
actually
what's the
idea?
Once a month, you just kind of, we pick one person and we have to watch one
movie. Oh, I thought we said we were going to do that.
We did, but we just never did it.
So that's what I'm saying. We start off the year right.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. That sounds fun, actually.
Right. Well, we start off with Nick's list.
Nah, that's tough.
Yeah, worst to best. Go ahead and start with Nick.
Damn, yeah. Get it out the way. That would be super interesting.
All right. Anything else?
Just, you know, go over to say, leave the question thing. Just to remember to do that.
You need to add that to your.
I'm going to keep coming at you.
So nobody had any. You didn't look for questions about, oh, what's coming out that you got on?
Nah, they were maybe mostly talking about the movies that were coming out in 2019. So like they was like, please see Uncut Gems, Knives Out. Let me see. All right.
No, it's too late now.
We do this every time. It's too late now, man. All
right. This year I'm gonna do better. We're gonna start it off right. FPS podcast with a Reddit thread. I'll put up a thread about movies that we should anticipate in 2020. Whatever movie we forgot in this podcast, please let us know. Also, comment on our list. Let us know who had the best and the worst, and I'll read that off on the next one. All right, that's us for this week. We out. Peace.